CZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A grieving family in Lamontville says they won't rest until their mother is found. Sondeni Gabashe and six others were swept away by deadly flash floods in Durban's southern parts during heavy rains last week. The 60-year-old's body hasn't yet been recovered. Speaking on behalf of the Mhlongo family, Jabulani Mdluli says Gabashe was staying at the Impala Holiday Flats in Durban. He says while they have accepted that she's gone, finding her will bring closure to her loved ones.
We would like to ask that the team that they are searching our beloved ones, there must be a communication, a proper communication between us and them, at least to give us an update each and every day that what is happening, what they have found, or even if they haven't found nothing, but just to show that they are looking, that will make us a little bit better.
Mgeni Utigela Waters issued a safety alert for communities living near Nagel Dam. The utility is preparing to release water during a floodgate test this morning after heavy rains over the weekend caused the dam to overflow. The water will enter Mgeni River, leading to levels rising higher than normal. The utility says the two-hour test will run from 10 o'clock this morning. There are concerns the process could trigger localized flooding. KZN Cocktail is urging communities near Nagel Dam to be extra vigilant and move their belongings and livestock away from riverbanks. Residents who are likely to be affected include those living along the Umsunduzi River in Mkambatini and Kwakwemba all the way down to Etekwini. Meanwhile, Human Settlements Minister Thembi Simelane says she'll meet with residents in Shellcross, south of Durban, to resolve tensions over plans to build homes for flood victims there. The local government has identified plots of state land to assist the 2022 flood victims. The proposal, however, has been met with resistance, with locals saying government should fix existing service delivery issues before building new houses. The situation turned tense this week. Officials from Human Settlements who are on a site visit were advised to leave after gunshots rang out. Simelane has been visiting residents in KZN who were affected by the recent storms this week.
Even if you shun people, this is not the hour to shun them. They are squeezed here in small apartments with families, not out of their own choice. It's a circumstance that we all have to deal with. We carry the responsibility as government to look for land closer to where they were residing so that they could be able to continue normally with their lives. And I can't imagine there will be a South African who can come up and say, government, this is your land, but don't bring your people yet.
And Donald Trump has opened a joint session of Congress in Washington, saying he's restored common sense to America. After putting 25% tariffs on goods from Canada, China and Mexico, he warned that more levies will be applied to other countries in April. The president says it's not just about protecting jobs, but also fairness.
The European Union, China, Brazil, Mexico and Canada, have you heard of them? And countless other nations charge us tremendously higher tariffs than we charge them. It's very unfair. And whatever they tariff us, we will tariff them.
Trump says Ukraine is ready to sign a minerals deal after Volodymyr Zelensky wrote to him thanking him for American support in the war against Russia. The agreement appeared to be on the brink of collapse last week after a row broke out between the leaders at the White House.
I appreciate that he sent this letter. Simultaneously, we've had serious discussions with Russia and have received strong signals that they are ready for peace. Wouldn't that be beautiful?
Dubbin and Maritzburg going up to a high of 29 degrees, Richards Bay 31. I'm Nitara Nadesan. You can follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest local and international news. Just hit updates and search for East Coast Radio Newswatch.